Welcome to the gorgeous, talented, and non-soft-spoken Black Girls Podcast of Let's Be Honest Podcast. Your favorite podcaster is not only here to be honest her way, but to speak on true self-awareness as well as speaking for the culture. Welcome your host, Ms. Brianna.
Another Wednesday, another Let's Be Honest episode, and I know that this is a big jump from what I talked about last week, but baby, we have to discuss body counts, okay? I'm like super tired. I'm super annoyed of having these conversations with people, so I feel like a few of y'all need to hear this. And hear me out. And as always, please keep an open mind as I have this discussion with you. Because, baby, this body count topic is wild. And somebody got to say it. Somebody has to say it. And if I have to be the villain in somebody's story, baby, I will be that villain. Okay? Horns on my head. Fangs in my mouth. Let's get to it. Body counts. All right, so I ain't about to waste no time. We about to hop right into this motherfucking conversation because it needs to be had. Hello. Happy Wednesday. It's your girl, Miss Brittany, today back with another motherfucking episode and another motherfucking week. We in that thing. Hey, we in that thing. Now, look, like I said earlier, I know that this is a totally different spectrum of what I was speaking about last week, but I felt like in order for me to ease the mood, I felt like in order for me to break some shit down, in order for me to kind of like, ooh, you know, you know, again, kind of pull y'all back over into the wild side a little bit with me. Listen, man, I feel like maybe it's just my 30 and up crew. I don't know. I can't remember like in my 20s, like guys that I used to date that I was like super interested in. I was talking about like my body count with them. Like, I just don't remember that. But for whatever reason, in this stupid new ass society that we live in, you know, men are to me are super hypocritical about body counts. I'm not going to say all men, because I've definitely ran into some men that say, man, listen, her past is her past. Like, why the fuck are you so concerned, right? But I definitely also know that there are men that would say, if her body count is high, I'm not marrying her. I also know that there are men that say, if her body count is high, she's the hoe. I also know men will say, if her body count is high, I don't really want to fuck with her. I'll just fuck her myself. Oof, we getting right into it. We not wasting no fucking time today. Okay, I'm here with the bullshit. So please indulge in this conversation. I'm super excited to talk about it. I feel like I wanted to talk about it for a while. Just didn't, you know, have the strength. But I have the strength today, baby. And I'm coming for all you motherfuckers and you nuts, okay? Okay. All right, look, man. So, as always, definition of what a body count is per Google. All right. It's a plural noun if you just want to feel educational today. So your body count is a list or total of casualties, okay? Actually, within the first few minutes of the body count is already close to 5. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's a list or a total of casualties. Pretty much how many people you've had sex with, how many people, as far as women is concerned, how many men have penetrated us. Okay, so let's be clear on body counts. All right, sex, love making, girl, when we make love all night, okay, if you don't know that song, turn this shit off right now. You look too young to probably be listening to this episode. Or just press play. Send it to your mom or somebody. Listen, so I don't know if like older cats, right? Like if guys are like in their 40s and 50s, like I don't know if they really give a fuck about like body counts with women. I'm gonna need some of my old fellas to like chime in with me. But like, I feel like fellas in their 30s, like y'all be kind of like overdoing it, because when I think about y'all shit, and how many females that you run through, how dare you feel some type of way? And again, I'm not talking to all the men, right? Because again, there are some men out there that really just don't care about a body count, right? Again, I've heard men say, man, a woman has a past. And then just depending on like specifically where you live, like, hey, look, you know, I live in Houston. So just understand, like, there's not a time that I don't go out for Sunday fun day and run into somebody. And not saying like, somebody that I've had like sex with, but just somebody that like I know of, or someone that, you know, I'm sure like one of my homies know them. Like, Houston is big, but Houston is very small. So like, in the back of my mind, if you were born and raised in Houston and like you still live in Houston, there is like a very like high percentage chance that like, depending on your dating skill, like that you've messed with a few people. And so like, messed with a few people. Okay. I'm sitting here thinking, cause I was just trying to figure out like how to say it without sounding, fuck it, it's my podcast. I say what I want. But I feel like it's the men in the 30s, and it's, y'all be real hypocritical, and y'all be out here messing with thought pockets and buckets and motherfucking little dirt in them. Y'all be messing with all of them, and then it's like you run through all of these women, right? And you finally run into a woman and you say, oh, I want to marry her. And then because you're so like judgy, and I'm saying judgy because you're so judgmental, I'm gonna ruffle some fucking feathers today, I can feel it. Because you're such a judgmental person, and I'm not saying this to like dog you or make you feel bad about what you feel in your life, but because you're so hypocritical on what a woman's past looks like, you meet her and you're like, yes, this is the woman of my dreams. And you have the audacity to ask her, so what's your body count? And so, ladies, I need some ladies to reach out to me on this. Are we really telling the truth about our body counts? I'm asking for a friend. Like, ladies, like, if you slept with, say, from high school, say you lost your virginity, you know, back in high school, right? And you're in your 30s now. And maybe you had, I don't know, serious boyfriends. And then maybe there was a point in your life that you were single for a few years. And maybe you had a little one night stand, or maybe you had a little situationship, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe you had a little threesome, whatever, right? Like, are you, like, fully and successfully, are you telling men everything? Like, if this is your potential partner, right? And he says, one day, y'all in a bed cuddling, you know what I'm saying? All right, you got genuine on. My whole life has changed, okay? And he rubbing on you, you know what I'm saying? He rubbing, massaging your back. I'm, look, y'all know that's my love language, physical touch. And he turn you over, he say, baby, what's your body count? What? The whole fucking record gonna stop. Are we answering this question truthfully? Okay, that's my biggest thing. And I think that there is a flip coin to both sides, because I feel like if we answer the question truthfully, we're going to get dinged. If we don't answer the question truthfully, we're going to get dinged. Okay? And the reason why I say this is because, shout out to my brother J. Cole, okay? Y'all, I felt like an old lady. I was trying to figure, I'm like, damn, it's a song talking about a body count, right? And like, I was just sitting back and I was just thinking, and I was like, damn, what's that song with the body count? Like, what's that song with the body count? And like, finally, I'm like, bro, like, this ain't gonna work. Like, I'm over here typing in Drake and everything else. And da-da-da-da, I have some really great friends who are music heads. So I reached out to them. Thank y'all. Kisses, kisses, kisses. And J. Cole, when he first came out in that song, Nobody's Perfect, that man came out and said, she say she only fucked like 4 or 5 niggas. So you know you gotta multiply by 3. God damn it. What the fuck? J. Cole, stop telling business. What is going on? I mean, he's a smart man to an extent. But then it makes me feel like, again, if we tell the truth and we're very open about our past endeavors, and we're very open about things that we did, depending on whatever, how your life may have went. You may have went off to college and shit. I don't know. She's a hoe. You know she's a hoe. Hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, whatever. Whatever suited you within that time frame. Maybe you found God. Maybe you found spirituality. Maybe you are now one with the universe and you like, I can't live that life no more because I got too many sexual demons on me. Listen, are y'all following me? All I'm saying is, I scratch my arm, is, are we really being honest? Because if we are being honest, it's like a luck of the draw. if you find you a man, I think some men won't ask the question. I think that men, I just hate to say it like this. I think that men are like that are really secure within themselves, aren't just coming out asking that question. But then, you know, depending on who your partner is and depending on how open you guys' dialogues are, the conversation can come up. And when it comes up, if you're getting to know this person, that's one thing. But if you're already in a relationship with a person, I can see how that can make things a little bit difficult. But for one, I feel like you got to know your partner and you got to know your person. If you've fallen in love with someone and they aren't really happy about your past endeavors, or they get really hypocritical, or they ask a lot of questions as to why. You have some men that ask great questions because, you know, they want to know deep down you. And then you just have some men that like to use shit against you. And I'm not going to sit here and say, because I know men like, but you can't say that because women do that shit all the time. Hey, I found men who know the truth about you and they use it against you. And I think that at the end of the day, we all must get better at that. I think that we just must be mindful of people are fucking humans. Let me say that again. People are fucking humans. And if there's not one thing that I can't stand, is I can't stand for people to put their expectations on who and what they think you are. And as they've put those expectations on you, when you may let them down because you're human and you're allowed to let people down. I just want to be clear when I say this, you're allowed to let people down, especially if they have these high expectations of you, right? I feel like when you let them down and they respond negatively, and again, you can't control what another person does. You can only control you. And they respond negatively. I feel like it puts women in such a bind. I feel like it goes back down to this like double standard shit. But also in the double standard world, it comes back down to we're living in a different time now. 90s, 80s, and 90s babies, like we grew up in a different time, in a different environment from what our parents did. And so although I feel like our parents definitely did some like wild shit, I don't think that it was as wild as what we're doing right now. Or maybe it was just held more secretly, and it wasn't just like a big thing to be like, oh my gosh, like nobody displayed it, you know what I'm saying? Like nobody ran to social media with their bullshit. Like I doubt the newspaper had your bullshit in there talking about, you know, old Joe and them and old Susie and them was fucking in the back seat. Like I doubt that any of that happened, right? So again, it goes back to my question, ladies. Are we honestly telling the truth? I think it's important to be very honest and transparent. And I also think it's important to know who your person is, especially if you're already in a relationship with you. If they're already in a relationship with you. If you're dealing with the man who just, you know, the conversation comes up and you know that you guys have had very open dialogues and you guys have been very transparent about things, just know that if you decide to be very open and honest with this person, it could change a man's mind about you. My personal opinion, it shouldn't, because I feel like your past is your past. I feel like you did things in your past. I feel like growth is a part of everybody's opportunity. I feel like we've all done weird shit. I feel like we've all did dumb shit. I feel like we've all crossed the line. I feel like at some point in your life, like nobody walks on this earth and is a fucking saint and never does anything. Nobody. The only person who's done that is God himself. Like, and even God, you know what I'm saying? Like, so when I hear people like, oh my gosh, this person disappointed me, or oh my gosh, this person lied to me. And it's like, yo, like you're not perfect. And it just infuriates me when I hear men say like, oh, I won't marry sis because she got about like, I don't know, 35 niggas under her roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know. And again, like, this is a Let's Be Honest episode, so I have to dive deeper inside of this. Like, you don't know what somebody's trauma was. You don't know what happened to this person as a kid. And a lot of times, especially in the Black community, I feel like we don't talk about a lot of our boys, our Black boys that get molested by family members. We don't talk about our little girls that get molested by family members. We don't talk about that enough. And a lot of times, like, because we don't talk about it, we grow up and we just think sex is sex. And then if I could be real honest, it's not like, oh, I love my Black parents. It's not like our black parents were sitting down and saying, okay, so this is what happened when you have sex. A lot of the conversation with our black parents, and correct me if I'm wrong, y'all know how I feel about it. They come off and they say, ooh, if you kissing, you gonna have a baby. Or our mothers that have sons are just throwing condoms and like, protect yourself, don't bring no baby back to my house. Those were the conversations. They weren't sitting down and saying, hey, this is a part of you. And again, I love our black parents. They literally did everything that they were supposed to do, how they could do it. I'm not faulting them for that. But this is our time for us being adults, to understand that if we have children, the best way to communicate is to speak through your children. Don't let society teach them. Don't let the internet teach them. You must teach them. Because if you don't teach them, they'll be fucking around here, acting fucking crazy, shooting up schools. Maybe not shooting up schools. I don't see a lot of black people shooting up schools. That's them white folks. But running around here doing extra shit, or doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And because life happened to them, and they go through a phase in their life where they're fucking and sucking, and then they finally meet the love of their life, and then they're honest with the love of their life, and their love of the life has their own perception of what, you know, a body count should look like and what life should look like. And now the nigga don't even want to marry you because, bitch, you told the truth. What the fuck? Y'all got to follow me. You see what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to follow where I'm going. Because it ain't no way you telling me, like, someone's past is able to dictate their future and say, you don't deserve love, or you don't deserve me. Because I've ran through all these bitches across the city, but you got 20 niggas and I don't like it. Y'all, the audacity in some of you motherfuckers be hiding a bitch. And y'all be loud and wrong. You hear me? Real loud. Real loud and wrong. So, like, what brought me to this conversation is I was scrolling through YouTube, and this black man, ugly ass. Like, I normally don't even say that, but he just was so ugly. Like, you know, when I think about ugliness in a person, like, I think that everybody has their own beauty in their own way. So I don't walk around just calling everybody ugly. But I do believe that the inside of you can make you ugly as fuck. So, like, when I hear people's, like, perception on things, and mind you, like, everybody got their own perception. Like, I'm not mad at that, right? But, like, if you just, okay, let me break it down. Scrolling on YouTube, minding my business, and, like, this black guy pretty much was, like, got on YouTube, made a whole fucking YouTube about, so the topic was newlywed husband shocked after hearing his wife's body count. Now, this motherfucker done got over like 34,000 fucking views, 19,000 fucking likes, and he looked like an old camel head. Like, so normally I scroll past bullshit like this, but I just had to fucking press play. Remind me to stop pressing play on bullshit like this. I mean, it's good content for y'all, but sometimes I just, it be draining my energy and shit. I be having to go meditate. I be having to go sit in a hot tub. Like, I be having to go mind my business. Because, like, sometimes people's perspectives be dumb. And, like, it doesn't say that you're a dumb person, but it just be like, hello? You really just said that? Anyways, so the biggest thing, and it could have been like a clickbait, right? Because obviously, but this definitely was not a clickbait. This man meant everything he said. And like, it literally threw me for a loop, because first things first, like, let's be very clear. If you took the step to get down on one knee, plan a wedding, invite family, invite friends, go get a marriage license, maybe do premarital counseling, maybe, you know, I don't know. You took all of these steps to do this, but you find out afterwards her body count. Now, somebody help me understand. Like, when you decide, man, help me out. Come here, young man. When you decide to say you want to put a ring on a young lady's finger, what are your qualifications that she must meet in order for you to get down on one knee? If you don't know that answer, go write that shit down. This is a good question. Follow me. What are the qualifications that the young lady must meet? And so what triggered me, what put me in the space of what the fuck, was if that was a man's concern, And if that was something that was big to him on his radar, if that was maybe a red flag to him, or maybe it wasn't, but we're going to act like it was. If that was a red flag to you, why in the fuck are you just now finding out about that after you marry the young lady? And not only did you find it out, let me be mindful because he's a black man. Your ass hop on YouTube and make a whole video about it. Not only disrespecting your wife, because now you guys are married, but YouTube? Sir, you didn't want to go to counseling? Sir, you didn't want to go talk to the pastor? Sir, you didn't want to talk to your wife? You got your ass on YouTube. Listen, my opinion, just like assholes, everybody has one. In my mind of thinking, men, if that is a question that bothers you, that needs to be the first thing that pops up on your radar list before you marry somebody. If you are that man that says, I don't care what Bree's saying right now, I don't like a bitch with a high body count, because if that bitch got a high body count and I got a high body count, I don't like it. I don't want to know. I don't want to be nowhere. These are important questions, and this is what I talk about. Communication is key, but a lot of us don't know how to communicate. We were never sat down to truly say, hey, this is how you communicate about your feelings. Hey, boundaries. If that is something that is big for you, that is something that you need to bring up to your significant other, especially if you're thinking about marrying her. Asking her after the wedding is the most dumbest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life of existing. That's how bullshit it was. So anyways, brother man gets on YouTube and he's like, I'm just so shocked. Like, if I would have known that, I never would have got married to her. Hello? Y'all, I was like furious. He looked like a man who liked white women anyways, but whatever. Like, I was livid just sitting here and watching him. And like, I had to keep like pausing. I had to pause and I was like, oh Lord, Jesus, give me strength. Because that's an important question. If that means something to you, you have to ask these questions. Like, we're at the age now where asking what your favorite color is dumb as fuck. Okay? We're at the age now asking WYD? What you doing? What? Boy, I'm grown. I'm working. What are you doing? Okay? If you have the time, man, listen to me. Don't text WYD. It's so stupid. It's so annoying. Ask that lady how her workday is going. Ask her what her intentions are for the rest of the week. Ask her if she got a 5-year goddamn plan. And if she don't, you just understand she's just a bopper and you just supposed to hit it and quit it or whatever you decide to be doing in your life right now. Whatever space you're in. Whatever space you are in. But y'all be getting on my nerves. Because as women, like, if y'all was like, yeah, we like, yeah, baby, what's your body count? Again, women don't really ask that question. But if the conversation comes up and you start naming bitches like DMX, it was Keisha, Brenda, Felicia, Dawn, Veronica, Erica. I like, what? We don't sit there. Now, I will admit, some of us may say, ooh, right? Depending on how long ago was this? You know what I'm saying? We definitely may ask that. But women aren't really giving you guys a hard time. We're not saying, oh, I'm not going to marry that man because, like, and that's what frustrates me, because as women, I feel like we give now, a lot of us, not all of us, I feel like we give men so much grace. Like, men could do whatever they want to do. They can act however they want to act. They can be however they want to be. But when it comes to women, it's like, no, you're supposed to act like this. But as we go through life, I think that there is a connection that is coming alive within a lot of us that says, like, just fucking because you're a man, it doesn't mean you can't cry. Just because you're a man, it doesn't mean that you can't be vulnerable. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean that you can't tap into your masculinity. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't mean that you can't do a firefighter job. Like, I feel like we've gotten shit so mixed up that it's like motherfuckers want to pick and choose. And I don't like that. I hate it, actually. I hate that picking and choosing shit. So the biggest thing for me, especially when it comes to body count, and I've done both ways. I have held my body count and I've also exposed my body count. And I can't really tell you like which one was better for me, because at the end of the day, like, whether I don't tell you, sometimes, again, depending on who the man it is, like, if he's concerned about that, it may be something in the back of his mind. If he's a man that is secure within himself and is not concerned about your past, and as long as the past is not affecting the future, then I don't really think he'll really give a fuck to even ask. But if you have a man that is set on what are the qualifications that I'm looking for within a woman that I need to be met before I get down on one knee, if that's the type of man you have and you answer that question, just be prepared to know that this man may walk away from you. But I'm going to tell you better than nobody else can motherfucking tell you. What's for you is always going to be for you. Hallelujah. Okay. Won't nothing ever walk away from you that's not for you. You hear what I'm saying? And if it walk away from you and it try to come back, keep that same energy. You feel where I'm going with that? Ladies, this is for you. Keep your fucking head up, because I'm sure it's men out there that made you, you know, feel like you're not worthy enough, or that's made you feel like you trash, or that's made you feel like you a hoe because you at one point wanted to live your life in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, no judgment on my side, because a lot of these niggas live in the streets. Hello? Living on couches and everything else. We're not even going to do that. We're not even going to do that. Hold your goddamn head up. Because at the end of the day, what's for you will be for you. And any man that has his qualifications, he has that right to have those qualifications. He has that right to set those boundaries for himself. Whatever. Good luck, brother. Good luck. Real talk. Because I feel like a lot of times men be out here in the streets being little hoe mongers. My mom used to say that a lot. You want a little hoe monger? I don't know what that meant. Like, as a kid, like, I hear being a little hoe monger. What is, somebody give me a definite. That must be some Texas shit. It sounds real country, but my opinion, body counts don't matter. It doesn't. I think that your past is your past and your future is your future. Some will sit here and say, Bree, I think you're wrong. And I would say, God bless, because it's okay for us to disagree with each other. As long as you have your qualifications met. And if you're getting your needs met and you can find somebody that doesn't have a high body count as you, you can find somebody that has the same body count as you and you like it and y'all love it and y'all moving on and happily ever after. Baby, do what works for you. Do what works for you. But I will tell you, like y'all got to get better at asking the proper questions and vetting your people. Look up the definition of actually, truly fucking vetting. Y'all be out here talking about what's your favorite color, what's your favorite song, and be confused in a bitch when you marry that person. Hello? Who the fuck did I marry? Move in with their ass. You be having a whole attitude every day. Like, what's up, nigga? Like, what's up? Like, you okay? Like, y'all know I be ratchet sometimes, but I was watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And that woman, Sierra, she was like, she was so extra. Like, last year, she was like, she had got engaged to one dude and ended up breaking up with him. And now she with another nigga. And she was all, we baby making and we da-da-da-da last season. And now she in this season and she's talking about they done bought a house together. Bitches, y'all married? Okay, cool, whatever. You like it, I love it. I guess, you know, folks with money. I mean, I got money too, but folks with money, boy, y'all just do whatever. So she complaining and shit because the nigga living with her like, what? Did you do the proper vetting? Because if you did the proper vetting, then maybe, right, you wouldn't be struggling or aggravated or pissed off as much as you are. Like, don't get it twisted. Relationships are work, man. You literally are taking two people that have lived two totally different lives and you're hoping based off of your morals and your goals that you both discussed and talked about, hopefully in the beginning, come together and you guys can build a legacy together. But through that legacy, there are going to be trying times. Through that legacy, there are going to be things that you may not agree on. Through that legacy, shit going to get real tough. And it depends on who you with, whether they say fuck that shit or whether they say let's keep rocking. But all I'm saying is, like, do the vetting, communicate. If those are important things on your roster, if those are important things that, you know, are, if body count is important to you, come on. Ask the right questions. Because when you ask the right questions, you aren't being surprised or you aren't feeling some type of way or you not getting on YouTube fucking recording after you done got married to a bitch. Like, what are we doing, young man? I encourage y'all to go watch it. He was childish as hell, but I was like, this young sir, like, this young fella, like, like, young fella, you really got on here? Baby, I would have gotten to know him so quick, because what you ain't gonna do, sir, is embarrass me, because your ass didn't properly vet. Fuck out of here. And then, like, sometimes I feel like people feel like They ask you a question, and then when they ask you a question, if you give them the answer that comes to your brain, they feel like, yes, that's it. No, it's not always it. Again, a lot of people don't know how to communicate to ask, you know, behind the question answers. Like, okay, well, yo, sis got a high body count. What happened to you to go through that? What's on your mind? Is it out your system? You know, some being like to say, oh, women got to have a whole phase. I don't know what that is. Some people have tried to convince me that all women have to have a whole phase. And I just genuinely don't believe that. What's a whole phase? The world may never know. But look, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for taking the time to listen to me. I had to get on here and record this real quick. I got to be a mother. I've made tacos. I'm about to take my kid to the pool because she been begging all day. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all for tuning in. Listen, hit me up with questions, man. You talk to me. Tell me what y'all thinking. Tell me what's on y'all mind because I love hearing y'all feedback and I love having great conversations with y'all when y'all hit me up on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I'm at Les Briannas. I think it's Les Briannas. I think I took the podcast off, but it's at Les Briannas. I'm connected there. I'm well versed there. I try to post as much as possible. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. What are you waiting on? Especially if you scrolled all the way past all them 80 other something goddamn episodes and came to body count. Subscribe to me, baby. Y'all have a good week. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay highly flavored. And y'all get y'all shit together.
If no one has told you this today, Let's Briannas appreciate you. See you next week for some more Self-Help Wednesday love.